about every vendor attending last month's chicken swap brought a couple of spare roosters to sell. They range from beautifully feathered Asian breeds sought as pets or for show to heritage breeds whose stock are from parents or grandparents recognized by the American Poultry Association prior to the mid-20th century. Of all the roosters up for grabs, Renee Creasy of King and Queen County has mastered the art of rooster public relations.
And this is Paul Newman, the Buckeye Rooster. Buckeyes are a rare breed. This is the only American breed that was created by a woman. Her name was Nettie Metcalf, and she lived in Ohio, and she was having problems with the severe weather that Ohio has, much like here, with extreme hot summers and extreme winters. And, you know, a lot of chickens can't handle those extremes. So she worked with making her own breed, and it took her, I think it was about 20 years, and she created the Buckeye from Ohio, the Buckeye State, right? And you notice he has a very small comb, that's what they call a pea comb, and he doesn't have long wattles. And that way they don't freeze and get frostbite in the winters. And they are extremely winter hardy and summer hardy.
Now, what's that you have on him?
He's wearing a chicken diaper, which is made by a friend of mine in Iowa. She makes chicken diapers and chicken aprons. And I have a leash on him, so I can walk him around, and his poop will go into the diaper, and there's a little bag in there that I can remove the bag and empty it.
Wow. And is he your pet?
Well, he's my extra rooster I have to rehome. We did have 9 roosters. We're down to 3, and I only need 2, you know, so, and even though he is a gorgeous rooster, I have 2 other roosters at home that get along better with the guineas and the hens. And for some reason, the hens, they're like, they think Paul Newman is a little bit too good looking.
Paul Newman has some competition from the fancy Asian roosters Tom Mathis brought in from his home in Gloucester.
Oh, what we have are Asian long tails. They're kind of a rare variety. Plus, we have some Phoenix. We have Yokohamas. And I think we have some black Japanese also. They're black Japanese.
So these are they originally from Asia then?
Yeah, these are all Asian varieties from Japan originally.
And is that your favorite? Is that why you have
to? I guess it tends to be. We also raise Silkies at home. We don't have any here, but that happens to also be an Asian variety also.
Okay. So. I see one of them laid an egg.
Yeah, that was en route up here this morning. So.
So you know they're in good working condition.
Good working condition, yes, for the first time around.
Okay. So.
Most of them are in pairs, and then we also do have some single roosters that we're trying to get rid of to make some more room.
There's a lot of roosters here today.
Yes. Always seems, I think last year was the year of the rooster, so we have a lot of excess roosters.
Not all the vendors sell chickens. Some have rabbits. Others, like Jackie Willis, sell a variety of birds, including 4 black-shouldered peacocks, the males famous for their beautiful iridescent blue-green tails. And what do people do with peacocks?
Well, I've got right much land, so I believe they really should be free range. If you know, lots of times your neighbors might not be too happy because they like to get on porches and be very social. Some of them like to get on vehicles and fun things like that. So,
what kind of noise do they make?
Oh, I can't imitate it. It's a lot of people say it sounds like a child yelling for help.
Wow.
Or a really loud cat sometimes. It's like.
This month, Warsaw Tractor Supply will host another chicken swap, and manager Jason Smith says he and his band plan to take it to the next level with some country and southern rock. Meanwhile, Paul Newman has been bought by someone who has just given him a new role as a therapy bird. He will be making the rounds at nursing homes where his good looks and charm should delight residents. This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News in Warsaw.